I'm a fairly open person, and I've become more so with age. Getting older brings the comfortable knowledge that the things we consider most shameful and weird about ourselves are actually pretty universal. And, if not that, other folks have their own shameful and weird stuff. But in our desperate rush to become intimate, we may tell too much too soon. Sharing vulnerability is one way we feel close to other people. But if we share indiscriminately or prematurely, it has the opposite effect. If you meet someone at a cocktail party who discloses her most searing pain while standing over the chopped liver, you'll probably question her judgment and maturity rather than admire her openness. We create a healthy boundary around the self by exercising some control over what we conceal and reveal. When it comes to sharing vulnerability, it's wise to take time to test whether the other person is worthy of hearing our stories. We also need to assess our own level of safety and comfort in sharing sensitive material. We want to trust that the other person isn't going to deny and minimize our pain, or, alternatively, overfocus on our problem in an unhelpful way. We don't want to be put down, pitied, or gossiped about. We don't want to have sensitive information used against us. Also, not everyone finds solace in revealing the personal. People have different coping styles. Some individuals are more private than others. While self-disclosing is one way to be intimate, social psychologist Carol Tavris reminds us it's not the only way.